Mr. Watkinson, agenda item number two are permits for projects over $500,000 with no objections from the public and a staff recommendation for approval, so-called page two items.
Yes, sir. We have three items considered to be page two on the agenda today. We have subjected each of these applications to our standard public interest review. There have been no protests, and staff has recommended approval. With that, I'll read the project description for each of the three applications. In Rico County, request authorization to construct a four-slip, 92-foot by 56-foot enclosed boathouse for county fire and police watercraft with associated 5 and 6 foot wide tending access piers and 4 storage units. A 7 foot wide access pier will connect the boathouse to upland property situated within Henrico County's Osborne Park. The pier and boathouse will extend approximately 100 feet channel of mean low water into the James River. In this case, staff recommends approval with time of year restrictions on all in-stream work to protect both anadromous fish species and the Atlantic sturgeon from February 15 to June 30 and August 1 through November 30 of any year. Item 2B, City of Newport News, request authorization to maintenance dredge on an annual dredge cycle up to 17,100 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom to maintain depths of -5.5 feet mean low water along Salters Creek from the existing boat ramp at Walnut Avenue, extending approximately 1,000 feet offshore of the 16th Street Bridge into Hampton Roads in the city of Newport News. In this case, the material will be disposed of at Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area and an approved upland disposal site. Item 2C, Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel District. Request authorization to place armor rock adjacent to existing trestle bents, tunnel islands, and bridge piers on an as-needed basis over the next 5 years as part of a scour protection plan to ensure the continued safe operation of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel. This permit will include activities and construction currently covered under the existing commission permit 072648, to expire on March 31st, 2018. Permit conditions will continue to require that the district provide specific plans to the commission for review and approval prior to any activities, and that a vicinity map and coordinates be submitted for any temporary mooring buoys used by rock barges. The district will also be required to conduct a post-construction monitoring program initiated immediately after construction and 1 year post-construction, which will include a detailed analysis of the rock placement and adjacent bathymetry. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the commission? I don't see any. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any of these three matters, either pro or con? Anybody? Don't see anybody here. I'll close the public hearing as a result and put the matter before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Any action? Mr. Tanker.
I move to approve page two items.
All three of them?
All three, yes, sir.
Motion by Mr. Tanker to approve all three page two items.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. These three matters are approved unanimously.